Hello there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to my third podcast on the iPod Touch. It's been a while since I've done a podcast on the iPod Touch, mainly because I covered everything that I really wanted to. I wanted to provide a description and show how to use it enough to get people started, and based on the feedback I've received, which is great, a lot of you have used the information I provided and kind of took the ball and ran with it from there, so that's wonderful. And in this podcast, though, we definitely have a lot of new stuff to talk about, because Apple has just released version 4 of the the iPod Touch and iPhone operating system. They're calling it iOS 4. And there are a lot of new features, both on the voiceover front and with the operating system itself. So we'll be taking a look at those, and I will demonstrate what I can for you. A lot of cool stuff. It's definitely worth the upgrade. And it was really easy to upgrade, actually, on my Mac using iTunes. It took about 5-10 minutes, and it went flawless. So if you have either an iPhone 3GS or an iPod Touch, and of course the new iPhone 4 that's just been released, it will already have iOS 4 in it, I would presume. But you can connect up to iTunes and get the update. It's free. So what is new in the operating system? Well, one of the big things is multitasking. For certain applications, and I believe they'll have to be updated to take advantage of this, particularly with streaming applications, you can now press the home button and return to the home screen, and the audio will continue to play in the background. And if you have an iPhone that has GPS, I know the new Navigon application, 1.6 is the version, it will still be able to provide driving directions even when you go back to the home screen. So that's a new operating system feature. And there is a kind of like what you might think of as a task list slash recent applications screen that you can get to, that either will allow you to switch back to an application or to bring up a list of your most recent applications. And I will I'll show you that in this podcast. Another feature, this is a very welcome one for me. For those of you that have listened to my first two podcasts, you'll know in the second one it got kind of frustrating. I was trying to demonstrate the web browser and it just kept switching to landscape and then back to portrait. Well, you can now tell the iPhone or iPod Touch, basically, I don't care how I move the phone or the device, stay in the orientation that I'm in and don't change it. And that is a very welcome thing. That's what I've done. I've locked it, and I've never seen a reason to unlock it, really. So that is a new feature. You can lock it definitely in portrait. I don't know if you can lock it in landscape, because a lot of the default screens display in portrait, so I don't know if you can do that or not, but you can definitely lock it into portrait, and that's what I've done. So that is a new feature. I don't use the email really on the iPod Touch, but you can now if you have multiple mailboxes. You can consolidate it all to one inbox, basically, so you don't have to open different mailboxes if you have more than one email account. So if you use email, you'll find that a welcome addition. On the voiceover front, let's talk about that. There are a lot of new things that Apple has done to make voiceover even better than it was on the iPod Touch and the iPhone. There is now a web rotor. Those of you that also use voiceover on the Macintosh will be familiar with this. You can control what items show up in the rotor. If you have a trackpad, you use the turn gesture, and you can also use Control Option U to bring that up, and you can control what items are displayed. You can now do that on the iPod Touch and iPhone. And actually, from here on, I'm just going to refer to it as iOS 4, because that's what it's called, and it runs on both devices. And there are some new things that you can include in the rotor for the web. You still have the form controls like you had before, But now you also have links, visited links, plain text, tables, edit text, text fields, buttons. Those are not selected by default, which means they won't show up in the rotor unless you enable them, because I guess they assumed that moving to form controls would get you to those also, which it does. But if you want to go directly to buttons or, you know, text fields, you now have that option. There's a new way of typing, which I will demonstrate, that is really cool, where you, instead of having to find the letter and then double tap to insert it, you can still do that now if you wish, but you can now move your finger around the keyboard, and when you hear the letter you want to insert, you remove your finger from the screen, and then that character is inserted for you. So that will speed things up, and I'll demonstrate that for you. There is now a gesture, a four-finger swipe up will move you to the first item, and a four-finger swipe down will move you to the last item. Also, if you scrub with two fingers across the screen, just move back and forth, that will select the back button, if there is one on the screen. Another voiceover option is for those, if you speak more than one language or read more than one language, or there are actually three different voices that speak English. You have Samantha, the U.S. English voice. You have the Australian English and the British English. If you want to switch languages on the fly, before, of course, you had to go into the international settings and change, you know, the language there to switch the voice. Well, now you can change the voiceover speech independent of having to change it in settings itself on the in iOS 4. So that is that's another new feature. So I think that's all the really new features that I can think of. I also, for this podcast, well, I'm using the Plex Talk Pocket to record this instead of the Victor, which does much better recording quality. And I know a couple of you suggested that I connect the iPod Touch to speakers, which I have done. So thank you for the suggestion. Okay. My screen is locked at the moment. So let me just go ahead and unlock that. And there's two ways to do that now. You can, I'm going to press the home key to kind of wake this up, and then you can either double tap or slide across the screen to unlock it. I still use the double tap method, and that's what I've used, and saw no reason to change it. So I'm going to go ahead and press the home key here.
8:25.
And that's the time. It's 8:25 in the evening that I'm recording this. Okay, so I think all you can really do on this screen is unlock, so I'm just going to double tap the screen.
8:26.
Oh, okay, I guess I got to hit the unlock button first, which is on the bottom right.
Slide to unlock. Slide or double tap. Mail. Double tap to open.
Okay, and we're on mail, which is the first item here. Oh, one other feature that's a general iOS 4 feature, you can now put applications into folders, if you wish, if you want to organize them that way. Not a feature I'll probably use, but definitely something that is available to you if you wish. Okay. Let's first go into settings. I want to show you the new voiceover features that are available. And some things like the typing setting and the language are actually done through the rotor, not in settings, which I actually had to ask someone about to figure that out. I would have thought that would have also been in settings too, but I guess once you know where it is, it's no big deal. But let's go ahead and go to settings, which I'm just going to start touching the middle of the screen here because that's where my settings is at.
Oh, iTunes. Settings.
There we go.
Settings.
Okay, so we are in settings now. So what we can do here, I'm just going to go over to general because that's where accessibility is at. By the way, of course, another way of opening something, if you don't want to double tap, you can keep one finger on the screen and then tap the screen with another finger also. And that also works. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this one going back over the gestures. You may want to listen to my first two podcasts for coverage on that. But suffice to say, swiping left or swiping to the right with one finger moves to the previous and next item. And there are some other features too we can use to scroll, which I'll mention briefly if and when we use them. All right, let's go to the general setting here.
Brightness, wallpaper, general, button.
There we go.
General, settings, back button.
And that's another new feature, VoiceOver. In the previous version, it would just say settings button, which of course would take you back. Now it says it's a back button, so VoiceOver will tell you that now. Okay, we need to get down to accessibility.
Spotlight search, auto lock, passcode lock, restriction, date and time, keyboard, international, accessibility.
There we go.
Button.
Let's go and open that.
Accessibility, general, back button.
And VoiceOver is one of the first options here, so we'll go ahead and open that.
Accessibility, heading, VoiceOver, on, button.
Okay. I should mention, too, it says a heading now, too. That's another little piece of feedback that VoiceOver gives you at the start of a new group of options. So here's the VoiceOver button. Let's go ahead and open that, and VoiceOver says it's on, which it is.
Capital V. VoiceOver, accessibility, VoiceOver, heading. VoiceOver, on. Double tap to toggle setting.
And that would turn VoiceOver off if I did that, which I don't want to do. Actually, I could turn it back on really easily because I have the I have pressing the home key 3 times set to actually turn VoiceOver on and off. But let's just keep going through this screen.
VoiceOver speaks items on the screen. To select an item, touch it. To activate the selected item, double tap. To scroll, flick 3 fingers. Practice VoiceOver gestures. Button.
Okay. And that I demonstrated in the first podcast where you can actually do the gestures and VoiceOver will tell you what they do instead of actually performing them. I do want to go in here actually for a second and I'll show you the new gestures that are available because there are the scrub one and the 4-finger flick up and down so you can hear those descriptions. So let's go ahead and select this practice item here.
Practice gestures, heading, done, button. Practice VoiceOver gestures in this area. Select the done button in the top right corner and double tap to exit.
Okay, so I'm just going to do the scrub with 2 fingers back and forth.
2-finger scrub, activates a back button if present.
Activates a back button. I don't know if you can scrub with 1 finger or 3, if that does anything or not. Let's see.
Touch, select item under your finger. 3-finger flick right, scroll left 1 page.
Yeah, so, only a 2-finger scrub does anything. Okay, now if we do a 4-finger, basically you use all 4 of your fingers except your thumb, and move up.
4-finger flick up, move to the first element.
And then we could do a 4-finger flick down.
4-finger flick down, move to the last element.
Okay, so those are the descriptions of the new gestures. Okay, let's go ahead and hit the done button to get out of this practice mode, which is on the top right.
52% battery power. Status bar item.
Okay, that's the battery.
Practice VoiceOver gestures in this area. So flick left. Move to 50. Practice VoiceOver gestures. Touch. Select item under your finger. 52%. Practice VoiceOver. Flick right. Move to next item.
Okay.
Touch. Select. 52% battery power. Status bar item.
Find the done button here on the top right.
Done button.
There we go. Okay, it's a little bit below the battery status. Okay, we'll double tap that.
VoiceOver, accessibility, back button.
And I'll show you what else is here now.
VoiceOver speaks items on. To scroll, practice, speak hints, on. Double tap to toggle setting.
And that's like the hints, double tap to toggle setting. That was in the previous version. So nothing new there.
Speaking rate, heading.
Okay, speaking rate, that's a slider. That was in the previous version.
Speaking rate. Typing feedback, characters, button.
Typing feedback characters, you can set that for characters, words, or both. That was in the previous version also.
Use phonetics, off.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle settings.
That is a new feature, but that will do. I've got it off because I found that as I was trying to type more letters, it would speak the phonetic of a previous letter that I had already typed somewhat. But if you leave your finger stationed on a letter, or after it speaks a letter, if you don't do anything within a second, it'll speak it phonetically. So it'll say like A, Alpha, and B, Bravo. So that can be useful if you if you have trouble understanding some of the different letters like V and B and that type of stuff. So you can enable that if you wish.
Use pitch change. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, use pitch change. What this is, it was on by default. When you first like open a new window or a new screen, it says it in a lower pitch. So I think what that does, I turned it off because I found it distracting, but it kind of differentiates with a lower pitch, like voiceover messages and actual text on the screen. Like I say, you can use that if you wish. I turned it off on mine because I found the pitch change kind of distracting. Okay, let's keep going here.
Braille button.
Braille, that's a new feature. Almost forgot about that. with iOS 4, VoiceOver now supports Bluetooth Braille displays. So if you have a Braille display that supports Bluetooth, feel free to give that a try. See how it works. That would allow you to pair a Braille display with your iPhone or iPod Touch. So that's a nice feature for those of you that have a Braille display that will support that.
Web rotor button.
Web rotor. Okay, what this is this allows you to set what items are included when you use the two-finger, you know, turning the virtual dial to the left or to the right when you're on a web page in Safari. We'll go ahead and open this, and I'll show you what's here.
Web rotor, voiceover, back button.
Okay. Now, what you can also do, in addition to enabling or disabling different items in the rotor, you can also set what order they appear in. You can change the order. So that's also available to you. Okay, let's just go ahead and do a one-finger swipe to the right here, and we'll see what's all here.
Web rotor, heading, selected, characters.
Okay, characters, that's for moving, you know, a character at a time with the flick up and down. And really, that's, you know, the flick left and right takes you to the previous or next item, whatever it is. The flick up and down, that's what's controlled by the rotor. And these are selected or unselected buttons, basically. You can kind of think of them as checkboxes. They kind of perform the same function.
Reorder characters. Button. Draggable. Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound. Then drag to rearrange.
So again, that allows you to double tap and you can rearrange, you know, what order these all appear in as you turn the rotor.
Selected. Words.
And that's words. I'm just going to move through these fairly quickly because the concept is the same. You can enable or disable them or change the order that it appears.
Re-selected lines. Re-selected headings. Re-selected links. Re-selected form controls. Re-selected tables. Re-selected lists. Re-selected landmarks.
I'm not sure what landmarks are on a page. If anybody knows, please let me know. I'd love to know what a landmark actually is. It's not an element that I've ever heard of before, but I'd love to know if anyone knows what that is. I've tried moving to the previous or next on that on some pages, and it just says there aren't any. So I'm not sure what that is.
Reorder visited links.
I don't have visited links actually enabled on this, and I'll leave that for now. You could select that if you wanted that to appear also.
Non-visited links.
And non-visited links, you could also enable that. I do have links, you know, selected, so that'll show you all the links anyway.
Buttons.
Buttons I don't have enabled either, because the form controls would handle that.
Reorder buttons. Text fields.
And text fields, again, that's part of a form control.
Reorder images.
Images, I don't have that enabled either.
Static text.
Static text, if you just want to move to text.
Zoom.
Zoom, I'm not sure what that actually does. Maybe it's for magnification, I guess. For magnifying, I assume that's what that does.
Reorder zoom.
Okay, and that's the last item. Now, to go back, we could do this a couple of ways. We could touch the top of the screen and probably get to it. Now we could flick up with four fingers, or I'm just going to go ahead and do the two-finger scrub, and that should select the back button and take us back to the previous screen.
VoiceOver, accessibility, back button.
And it did. Okay, great. Now, there is only one more item in this window, and that's the language rotor, which allows you to enable or disable the different languages for the different voices. So to get to that, I'm just going to go ahead and use the four-finger flick down, and that should take us right to it.
Language rotor, button.
And there it is. Let's go ahead and open it.
Language Rotor. VoiceOver. Back button.
Okay. So here's what we have in here. Again, you can just change the what languages show in the list. I've got three of them enabled. The U.S. English, which is what it's using now, and then I got Australian and British English, and I'll show you those voices in a second. But I'll show you how you move through this screen.
Language Rotor. Heading. Selected.
Australian English.
And it says it uses the actual voice to demonstrate it to you.
Reorder.
Australian English.
Button. Draggable.
Bahasa Indonesia.
Something Indonesian, I guess that is.
Reorder. Bahasa Melayu.
Malayo, that's Chinese, I believe.
Reorder. Selected. British English.
There's British English.
Reorder. Chishkina.
Chishkina? I'm not sure what that one is.
Reorder. Dansk.
Dansk?
Reorder.
Deutsch.
Deutsch. Well, that's a guy's voice, too. You don't. A lot of the voices on here are female, but, that's that one.
Español.
Español, that's Spanish, of course.
Español, México.
Español, México. Of course, that's Mexican Spanish.
Reorder, Français.
Français, that's French.
Reorder, Français Canadien.
That's Canadian French, I think.
Reorder, Italiano.
Italiano, that Deutsch one, of course, that would be a German, most likely.
Reorder, Magyar.
Magyar? I'm not sure what that is.
Reorder, Nederlands.
And I'm not sure what that is either.
Reorder, Nederlands, Belgisch.
Oh, okay. Netherlands. That's Belgium, probably, is what that is. Or Dutch, I think. Something like that. I have no idea what that one is, but... And you get the idea, so you can enable or disable the different languages. And certainly, for somebody who's multilingual, that would come in very handy. You can switch languages really easily. Okay, let's just go ahead and press the home key here and get out of all this stuff and just go back to the home screen. That'll take us out of all this settings stuff. But that's the new settings in the VoiceOver screen that are available to you.
Home. Settings. Double tap to open.
All right. Let me show you now the task list or the task switcher / recent applications. And this is also where you lock the screen into a portrait, which it will indicate on the status bar. Actually, let me show you how to do it first, and then I'll show you the status item. Because the way to get to this, I actually had to ask about it. It's not super obvious how to lock the screen. It's not a setting in settings in the settings window or anything like that. The way you get to that screen, which also allows you, again, to switch applications or to open a list of your most recently used applications, you press the home key twice. Pressing it once, when you're already on the home screen, will take you to the search, which is kind of like a spotlight. Which there is a spotlight also in iOS 4 now too, just like on the Mac where you can search. I think that was on the previous version, but I think they've refined it a bit in iOS 4. So to get to the screen we're talking about, you want to press the home key twice in a row, fast. So I'll go ahead and do that now.
App switcher.
Okay, and it says app switcher. Now what this is, it's usually two or three pages, and you can just flick left to the right, and it will show your most recent applications that you've used.
Safari settings.
Settings, which
double
we just...
Double tap to open.
We just used that, of course.
Safari. Double race fan.
Race fan.
Double tap to open.
That's a NASCAR application. I like NASCAR racing, and that's an app that allows you to follow some of that stuff that works pretty well.
iBooks. Double tap to open.
That's another new feature. How could I have forgotten to mention that? I was going to show it to you anyway, but yes, the iBooks application. You can now purchase and read electronic books on the iPod Touch or the iPhone, and it is fully accessible. And we'll demonstrate that.
George.mcterfish
okay.
is online.
Okay. So that's all on this screen. Now, at first, you can think, okay, what else do you do, and how can you lock the screen? Well, what you've got here is there's a couple of pages to this. You have to do a three-finger flick to the right to go to the next page of this application switcher.
Page Page 1 of 3. Unlock orientation changes. Button.
Okay. Unlock orientation changes. That would allow it to switch to a portrait or landscape again. If it's not locked, then it would say lock orientation changes, and you'd double tap on that to lock it, which I've done. And it's much better not having it switch to landscape on you like that.
Previous track. Button.
Previous track. You've got your iPod controls in here also.
Play. Button. Next track. Music.
And that's all for this page.
Page 1 of 3. Next track. Button.
And I think... Okay, I got a third page here too, so let me go back to the left with the three-finger swipe to the left.
Page 2 of 3. Settings. Page 3 of 3. App Store. Hypnosis B.
Hypnosis B, that's an interesting little application. It's a self-hypnosis application. And that's all I've got on here, so... So it's a three-page window, and I think if you just do a three-finger tap once, it'll tell you what page you're on.
Page 3 of 3.
Yeah, page 3 of 3. Okay, so the one thing I would want to do in here if it wasn't already done was lock the screen, which I've already done to portrait. So let's go ahead and press the home key to get out of the application switcher.
Settings.
Okay.
Double tap to open.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hop on the web. And what I will do here is we can kind of demonstrate two things at once. For those of you that'll remember the second podcast I did, I went on a site, BibleGateway.com, and pulled up a Bible verse. But I kept having trouble because it kept switching in and out of landscape, and it was very frustrating. So... what I will do is the same thing as I did in the second podcast. We'll pull that up, and I think I used John chapter 3, I believe is what I used. So we'll pull that up, and that way I'll be able to show you the new typing feature. Well, there's something else I want to show you, but let me finish telling you what I'm going to do here in Safari. And then I'll be able to show you, too, that it doesn't switch into landscape anymore. It does make things a whole lot easier. So that'll be really nice. Before we go into Safari, though, let me show you a couple other little changes. In the previous version, it gave you a percentage as far as your Wi-Fi signal goes. Now it gives it to you in bars. So if we touch the top of the screen...
Photos.
Now let's see.
Photos. Double tap to open.
Let's see.
Search iPod.
No,
search
I
field.
Is
editing.
Okay.
Character mode. Settings. 8:45 p.m.
There we go.
Status bar item.
Okay, I wasn't.
Double tap to scroll to top. 8:46 p.m. Status bar item.
Double tap to scroll to top. Now that's interesting. But anyway, I wasn't touching quite high enough. That's why I was getting photos. But if we go to the left.
3 of 3 bars. Wi-Fi signal strength. Status bar item.
3 of 3 bars. So it tells you bars now instead of percentage.
8:46 p.m. Status bar item. Double tap to scroll to top.
I wonder if I do that, what it'll do. Let's see.
8:46 p.m. Status bar item.
Interesting. Okay. Now, if we go to the right, it will put a status bar item up here, too, telling you that your screen is locked.
Orientation locked. Status bar item.
And then
49% battery power.
There's your battery
bar level. Item.
Okay, let's go ahead and open up Safari here. So I can do that a couple of ways. We could go back into the recent applications and do it, but I'll just do it. It's on the bottom here.
App Store, Safari.
There we go. Open that up.
Safari, bookmarks, heading.
Okay, now to switch your typing mode, it's part of the rotor actually. So if I, and that's where the language chooser is also. So if I do the two-finger, you know, turn the virtual dial to the left or right.
Headings. Links. Headings. Lines. Words. Characters. Language.
Okay, language. Now, once you're sitting on that, if you flick up or down with one finger, that will change the languages. It'll go through the ones that you've enabled in, you know, the voiceover settings like we were doing a minute ago. So if I flick down...
Australian English.
There's that one in.
British English.
British English, yes. I wonder if we should let her read a little bit here.
Landmarks. Language.
Okay. I'm going to go back up to U.S. English for now.
Australian English. Default language.
Default language, which is... The default language is whatever you have it set to under international, which I have mine set for U.S. English. So maybe we'll switch over languages, too, once we get the web page loaded and try some of the other voices reading. But for the typing, then, actually, that might not even show up at this point because we don't have an on-screen keyboard. So what we need to do here is get to the address bar. So let's go ahead and I'm going to go to the top with a four-finger swipe up.
iPhone web applications. Bookmark. Done. Button.
Let me hit done on this bookmark so it closes that.
Untitled. Address.
That's what we want.
Edits the... Address. Text field. Is editing.
Okay. Now, once the on-screen keyboard is displayed, which it is, if we turn the virtual dial now with the two fingers...
Language. Landmarks. Language. Characters. Words. Typing mode.
Okay, typing mode. Now here's where we could, if we swipe down...
Address. Text field. Standard typing.
Standard typing, or if we go up...
Touch typing.
Touch typing. So...
Standard typing. Touch typing.
So, touch typing would be the new method. Standard typing is what you had in the previous version. I think that's what it is. Where you touch the letter or flick left and right, and then once you get to the letter you want, or once it says it, then you double tap to insert it. Well, with the touch typing, again, what we'll do is we'll move your finger around the screen, and once it says the letter that you want, then you lift your finger to insert it. So we are sitting in the address bar. Let me make sure I'm on...
Standard typing. Touch typing.
I'm on touch typing. Okay. So we want to type in here BibleGateway.com. So I'm just going to start moving my finger around here. And once she says the B, then I'll lift my finger, and that will then insert that letter. So here we go.
B. B. B.
There we go. So I land on V first, moved over to the right, B, and lifted my finger. And there's the B. Okay. So let's go find the I.
Exit search mode. Oh. I.
There we go. Got that in there. We need another B now.
B. B. B.
There we go. Okay. L.
M. J. K. L. L. D. F. R. T. R. E. E.
There we go. Okay. Now gateway.
V. G. G. D. S. A. A. H. U. Y. T. T. E. E. Exit search mode. E. W. W. A. A. U. Y. T.
Okay, there. Oh, it said the Y and I moved over a little bit too quick and inserted a T. I don't want that, so I'm going to do the backspace here.
More. Delete. T.
Now, some things you still have to double tap to press, like the delete. That will not work if you run your finger over that so you don't accidentally delete something. And like the more to switch to letters and numbers, that you have to double tap. So, okay, let's find the Y here.
Y.
There we go. As you can see, the typing is a bit faster. It definitely is faster, I think, but if you prefer the other way of typing, you can certainly do that. Okay, .com, there is something on the lower part of the screen that will automatically type the period and the COM, so let's just find that.
Period. Slash. .com.
There we go. Okay, now the go button is down on the bottom right of the screen, so let's just select that.
Go.
And
tabs. Button.
This should load up the page for us.
Search the Bible.
There we go.
Button.
Okay. All right. And now we don't have to worry about all this stuff about switching between portrait and landscape. Okay. Let's find the search field and type in John space 3.
New international text field.
Okay. There we go.
Double tap to edit.
Let's double tap on that.
Autofill text field is editing.
Okay, so we'll type J-O-H-N.
H-J-J-L-P-O-O-G-A-J.
Okay, I got the J in there. Let me delete that.
More. Delete. O.
Oh, actually, no, I didn't. It didn't insert. Well, let me see.
J. Delete.
Okay, let's start over. Okay.
M. J. J. O. O. U. J, H, H, B, C, B, B, M, M.
Okay, there we go. Now we need a space.
Space, space.
And now we have to switch to the numbers. So we'll double tap on the bottom left.
More, numbers.
Okay, and we need 3.
6, 4, 3, 3.
Okay, there we go. All right, now, we need to move to the next control, and that will actually allow us to switch translations if we want to do that. So I think if I touch the top of the screen here, it'll interact with the actual web content again.
4 more search options. Try, search the Bible, New International Version, John 3, text field, is editing.
Okay.
New International Version, pop-up button.
Okay, so that's the...
Double tap to activate the picker.
Double tap to activate the picker. One of my favorite translations is either the contemporary version, contemporary English version, or the New Century version. So let's pick one of those. So we'll double tap here.
New International Version. Selected. New International Version. 22 of 124. Picker item. Adjustable. Swipe up or down to change the value. English. N. 21. Luther Bible 1000. England. New International... New American Standard Bible, The Message, Amplified Bible, New Living Translation, King James Version, English Standard Version, Contemporary English Version.
Let's try that.
9 of 124.
Let's try that one. So we'll double tap here.
Selected, Contemporary English Version, 29 of 120, back, dim, button, forward, back, selected, Contemporary, done, button.
And we'll hit the done option on that.
John 3. Text field. Contemporary English Version. Search the Bible. Button.
And there's the button we need.
Search the Bible.
Okay, so we'll...
John 3. Passage lookup. Contemporary English Version.
Okay.
BibleGateway.com.
Now, what we'll do is we will go ahead and move by headings on this. Well, actually, I don't even have to do that. Let's just touch in the middle of the screen. That's a good way to skip past all the stuff at the top.
Link. Jesus replied, 3, 1, 2. There was a man, 1.
Okay.
Jesus and Nicodemus.
There we go.
Heading level 5.
Okay. Now, what we could do here is just do a two-finger flick down, which is basically the say all, and it should start to read for us. Let's see.
Jesus and Nicodemus. Heading level 5. 1. There was a man named Nicodemus who was a Pharisee and a Jewish leader. 2. One night he went to Jesus and said, Sir, we know that God has sent you to teach us. You could not work these miracles unless God were with you. 3. Jesus replied, I tell you for certain that you must be born from above before you can see God's kingdom. 4. Nicodemus asked, how can a grown man ever be born a second time? Quotation mark. 5. Jesus answered, I tell you for certain that before you can get into God's kingdom, you must be born not only by water, but by the Spirit. 6. Humans give life to their children, yet only God's Spirit can change you into a child of God. 7. Don't be surprised when I say that you must be born from above.
Okay,
8.
I'm going to stop that for just a moment.
You must be born from above.
Okay, let's try switching languages, and we'll try one of these other voices here. So let's use the rotor.
Language.
And let's go ahead and flick down, and Australian will be the first one.
Australian English.
Okay, now let's do a two-finger flick down, and we'll continue, and we'll let her read a little bit.
Don't be surprised when I say that you must be born from above. 8. Only God's Spirit gives new life. The Spirit is like the wind that blows wherever it wants to. You can hear the wind, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. 9. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. 10. Jesus replied, how can you be a teacher of Israel and not know these things? 11. I tell you for certain that we know what we are talking about because we have seen it ourselves. but none of you will accept what we say. 12. If you don't believe when I talk to you about things on earth, how can you possibly believe if I talk to you about things in heaven? 13. No one has gone up to heaven except the Son of Man, who came down from there. 14.
Okay. Now let's do another flick down, and that should change us to the British English voice.
British English.
Okay, let's go ahead and read a little bit more with her now.
14. And the Son of Man must be lifted up, just as that metal snake was lifted up by Moses in the desert. Left bracket, 8, link, right bracket, 15. Then everyone who has faith in the Son of Man will have eternal life. 16. God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. 17. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn its people, he sent him to save them. 18. No one who has faith in God's Son will be condemned, but everyone who doesn't have faith in him has already been condemned for not having faith in God's only Son.
Yes, definitely. Okay, let's go ahead and switch back to U.S. English.
Australia, default language.
Okay, so that's how the switching languages and the web rotor, you know, we enabled that. And as you can see, it's much easier when the thing's not always switching to landscape on you. Oh, that is... Why Apple did not include that originally, I will never understand. It's far better. All right. Oh, one other minor new feature I guess I should point out is that a lot more applications now, besides just the iPod, will actually, when VoiceOver speaks, the music will be muted or turned down while it speaks. So that's another nice new thing. Okay, let's go ahead and press the home key here, and let's go ahead and exit out of Safari.
Home. Safari. Double tap to open.
I'm going to check really quick while I've got this on here. You can see how it works. I'm going to open up the App Store and just see if any applications, if there's updates to any of them. A lot of them are updating their apps to be to take advantage of the new iOS 4 features. It's okay if, you know, there isn't an update. Your apps will still run fine, although they may not be able to multitask. But let me just go down to the App Store here really fast.
App Store.
And open that, and let's see if there's any updates for anything.
App Store. Info. Search. Back button. Updates. Two items.
Well, there are two items. Let's see what they are.
Selected. Updates. Heading. Dragon Dictation. NPR News.
Oh,
okay. Version 2.2. iOS 4.0 tested. NPR. June 23rd, 10.
That's a nice little application, NPR News. That's one of the ones I got. And then the...
came with Candy's Crazy Carnival disconnected.
That's my Mac telling me on my Messenger that somebody signed out. And then the Dragon Dictation app from Nuance, they must have done some updates on that. I wonder what's improved on it. Let's find out.
Dragon Dictation, version 1. Update, updates, back button, update, heading, compatibility update for iPhone OS 4.0. Dragon Dictation, Nuance Communications, no reviews, free, button.
Okay.
Purchase the item.
That's another thing that they fixed. In the previous version, you couldn't really swipe to see what was new. You kind of just had to touch around on the screen to find out what was, you know, the release notes. So, okay, I'm just going to go back down here to...
Selected. Updates.
Updates.
Selected.
And updates. I'm just going to do update Edit. All.
Update all. Button. Up. Alert. iTunes password.
Okay.
N0oxy. At. Charter. .net. Password. Secure. Text field. Is editing. Password, secure,
okay.
Text field.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording while I type in my iTunes password, and then we'll just go ahead and update these apps right over the Wi-Fi network. So I'm going to pause this, and we'll come back after I type in the password. All right, we're back on the recording here. I've typed my password.
Alert, untyping, button.
And then, no, I don't want to undo my typing, but let's see.
Cancel. Button. Undo. Cancel. Alert. iTunes password.
Okay, let's...
Cancel.
Let's, so I guess it asks if you want to undo after you wait a bit. So my password is typed. Let me just swipe over here to OK, and we'll select that.
OK. Button.
And there we are.
App Store. Two new items.
Now it will automatically...
Double tap to open.
It'll automatically download these... two updated apps. There's the first one. Make a little sound here once it does that. Okay. So my apps are now all up to date, which is good. So that's kind of how you update your apps. And that was the same in the previous version, too, of the iPhone software. But thought I would show you how that works. Okay. Let's go look at the iBooks. This is a really nifty feature. Compared to the inaccessibility of the Kindle, and even the Kindle app isn't accessible on the iOS platform. We now have a way to purchase books, and of course there's Bookshare and NLS if you're in the United States. But for the first time, really, we can purchase the same books that sighted people do and read them on the same device. And that is wonderful. By the way, to get the application, in the App Store, do a search for iBooks, not iBook. If you do iBook, you'll see a bunch of the actual books that are available for purchase. You need to actually search for iBooks with a plural, with an S, to actually get the application. And you need to install that first. And once you do, then it'll show up like any other app, and you can go ahead and open it, and it comes with a sample book, Winnie the Pooh, which we'll go ahead and open. But I'll also show you how you purchase books also. So, anyway, I've got three pages of apps on my iPod, so we need to get to page three. So let's just go down here.
iBooks, page 3 of 3. iBooks.
And I'm already on page 3 actually, because when I installed those updated applications, they're on page 3. So let's go ahead and open it up.
iBooks, store, button.
Okay, there's the store, which we'll, we will look at that in a bit.
Winnie the Pooh, A, Mill.
And we'll open that in just a second, but I want to show you what else is here.
Bookshelf, 1 of 4, button.
There's the bookshelf, which is what we're in now.
Selected, titles, 2 of 4, button.
And, well, the bookshelf, well, titles, okay, that's how it sorts, I guess. You can sort it by title.
Authors.
Author.
Categories.
Or
4 of 4.
Categories. I'm not sure what the actual bookshelf shows. Let's see.
Bookshelf. Selected. Bookshelf. 1 of 4.
I've only got one book in here, so.
Winnie the Store. iBooks. Edit. Button. Selected. List view. Button. Edit. Button.
I'm not sure what edit does. Let's see.
Selected. Search. Text field. Grid view. Button.
Oh, okay, that.
Selected. List view. Selected. Dump. Button. iBooks. Store. Button. Delete Winnie the Pooh. A. Mill. Switch button. Off.
Okay, I don't want to.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I don't really want to do that at this point.
Winnie the Pooh. A. Reorder Winnie the Pooh. Selected. Bookshelf. Titles. Author. Categories. Selected.
Now, if I change
categories.
It to category,
4 of 4.
I only got one book, so I don't think it's going to make much difference.
Titles. Books. Winnie the Pooh. Delete Winnie. Children's fiction. Heading. Store. Button.
Oh, okay. So each heading. You know, I wonder, can we use the heading thing in here? The rotor. Let's see.
Language. Words. Characters. Language.
No, you can't. Okay. I would say with a heading like that, it would allow you to move between categories quickly, but okay. All right, let's go ahead and open up that book.
Children's, delete Winnie the Pooh, A, Winnie the Pooh, A, Mill. Bookshelf, titles, authors, select. Children's fiction, heading.
Maybe I have to get out of this edit screen first.
Store, iBooks, selected, dump, button, edit, search, text.
Okay, there we go, now we can open the book.
Grid view. Select, edit, button, iBooks, store, book, children's, Winnie the Pooh, A.
There we go.
Library, button.
Okay, so.
Table of contents, button. Brightness, button. Fonts, button.
I wonder if I can turn the brightness
change
down on this.
Change font attributes. Brightness, button. Change display brightness.
I wonder if I can turn that down any farther to save the battery. Let's see.
Brightness, 20%, adjustable. Swipe up to 10%, 0%.
Yeah, that's a little better.
0%. Brightness, 0%. Adjustable.
Okay.
Library. Table of brightness. Font. Search. Button. Bookmark page. Button. Winnie the Pooh. Page chooser. Page 3. Adjustable. Double tap and hold. Then drag left or right to change the page. Comma. Swipe up to increase. Swipe down to decrease. 3 of 364.
Okay.
One page left. 3 of 364. Winnie the Pooh stands on a tree limb looking at a door in the tree trunk. Image.
Okay. So, there we go.
Page chooser. Pick Winnie the Pooh.
Now, if I move to the right...
Library. Button.
If I do a three-finger flick to the right, we should go to the next page.
Previous chapter.
Or, let's see.
Page 1 of 364.
Oh, okay, we'll go to the left, okay.
Page 2 of 364. Winnie the Pooh. Page 3 of 364. Page 364.
Yeah, it keeps interpreting my three finger as a tap instead of a flick to the left. Let's try this again.
Page 3 of 364. Page 3 of 364.
There we go.
Next chapter, Winnie the Pooh. A. Mill. Decorations by Ernest H. Shepherd Dutton Children's Books and Imprint of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated.
Okay. So as you flick to the left, then, with a three-finger, as you turn the page, it reads it. Now, I wonder if we can do a two-finger flick down here and have it just continuously read. Let's see.
Australian English.
Oops.
Decorations by Ernest H. Shepherd Dutton Children's Books and Imprint of Penguin Group.
Default language. Decorations by Ernest H. Shepherd Dutton Children's Books and Imprint of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated. Next chapter. Dutton Children's Books, a division of Penguin Young Readers Group, published by the Penguin Group, Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated. 375 Hudson Street, New York, New York, 10014, USA Penguin Group, Canada, 90 Eglinton Avenue East, Suite 700, Toronto, Ontario, M4P2, Canada, okay. 90 Eglinton Avenue East. Group, Australia. Page 8 of 364.
He's trying to turn the page here.
This book is a work of fiction. Names. Characters. Page 9 of 364. 1954. By A. Any responsibility for author or third party? Next chapter. To her. Hand in hand we come, Christopher Robin and I, to lay this book in your lap. Say you're surprised.
Okay.
Say you like
now
it.
Now let's do a flip
say
down and see if it'll read the whole thing.
To her. Hand in hand we come, Christopher Robin and I, to lay this book in your lap. Say you're surprised. Say you like it. Say it's just what you wanted. Because it's yours. Because we love you. Next chapter. Introduction. If you happen to have read another book about Christopher Robin, you may remember that he once had a swan, or the swan had Christopher Robin. I don't know which, and that he used to call this swan Pooh. That was a long time ago. And when we said goodbye, we took the name with us, as we didn't think the swan would want it anymore. Well, when Edward Bear said that he would like an exciting name all to himself, Christopher Robin said at once, without stopping to think, that he was Winnie the Pooh, and he was. So, as I have explained the Pooh part, I will now explain the rest of it. You can't be in London for long without going to the zoo. There are some people who begin the zoo at the beginning, called Wayne, and walk as quickly as they can past every cage until they get to the one called W-A-Y-O, without going
okay.
to the zoo. There are.
So, as you can see, it works really well. You can turn the pages individually, although that gesture, sometimes it interprets it as a tap instead of a three-finger flick to the left, or you can just do a two-finger flick down and sit there and read... read away. I mean, that reads about as good as any of the special reading a book with one of the note takers or anything like that. I mean, it's awesome. Okay, so that's how that works. And you can also have it sync between devices, so it'll save your place like in the iTunes store. So if you switch devices, it'll maintain your place in the book. Well, that sample book is okay, but what if we wanted to purchase some other books? Let's go check out the iBook store. I actually did some checking on this, and I was pleasantly surprised at what was there. Now, to close the book, I think there's a couple ways we can do it. Let's just touch down on the bottom right here.
Something to the third keeper. Robin said it once. We're out.
Okay, let's see.
Fonts. Button.
Okay, I touched
Change
one of the buttons.
Font attribute. Bookmark. Search. Fonts. Brightness. Table of comp. Library. Button.
Okay, I think if we go back to the library, it'll probably...
Table. Library. Search. Text field.
Okay, now...
Grid view. Selected. Edit. Button. iBooks. Store. Button.
There's the store button. Okay, so we'll select that.
Books. Categories. Button. Books. Heading.
Let's see what's in the categories. I wonder if you can just browse these without having to type in a title. Let's see.
Books. Categories. Cancel. Button. All. Arts and entertainment.
Yes, okay.
Biographies and memoirs. Business and personal finance. Children and teens. Classics. Cookbooks. Fiction and literature. Health. Mind and body.
Health, that might be an interesting one to check out.
History. Humor. Lifestyle and home.
That might be a fun one, too.
Mysteries and thrillers.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Nonfiction. Parenting. Politics and current events. Reference. Religion and spirituality.
That could be a good one.
Romance.
Romance.
Sci-fi and fantasy.
Sci-fi.
Science and nature. Sports and outdoors.
And that's lots of fun. Let's go check out that health and body one. Let's just touch
Parenting.
The top of the screen here.
History. Fiction and health. Mind and body.
Okay.
Books. Health. Mind and body. Heading. Library. Button. New and notable. Gifts from Ekis. Wayne W. Dyer. Discover the power within you. Eric Butterworth. No ratings. Your Chinese Horoscope 2011. Your Personal Horoscope 2000. The Modern Girl's Guide to Sticky Situations. Jane Buckingham. Psychic. Sylvia Scambusters. Ron Smith. No ratings. How to Be a Grown-Up. Stacy Kaiser. The Universe is Calling. Eric Butterworth. No rate. Making Peace with Your Past. Harold H. Bloomfield. No ratings. When You Eat at the Refrigerator. Pull Up a Chair. Janine Roth. No. Sydney Omer's Day by Day Astrological Guide for the Year 2011. Sydney Omer's Day by Day The Longevity Prescription. Robert Victory Road. Helio Castroness. 5 stars. Account. N0 Oxy. At iTunes Store Terms and Conditions. Selected. Featured. Button.
Okay, I guess that's all they have in that category at the moment.
Charts. Button. Browse. Button. Search. Button. Per cases. Button. Browse.
Let's go back to browse
selected.
Again.
Authors. Categories. Button. Authors. Library. Button.
Okay, categories. Let's go back to categories.
Cancel. Button. All. Arts, biographies, and memoirs.
Let's check out that other one, lifestyle and home.
Classics. Humor. Nonfiction. Mystery. Lifestyle and home. Authors. Authors. Library. Selected. Lifestyle and home. Library. Button. Selected. Top page. 1 of 2. Button. Top free. 2 of 2. Capital A. Heading. Cindy Adams.
Oh, somehow I got into authors. Hold on.
Library.
Let's go back.
Lifestyle and category. Lifestyle and home authors. Heading.
Oh.
Categories. Button.
Categories is what I want.
Cancel. Button. Children and history. Life history. Health. Humor. Lifestyle and home. Lifestyle and home authors. Categories.
No, I don't want the author.
Button.
I don't want the authors. Let's see.
Per cases. Search. Selected. Browse. Charts. Featured. Button. iTunes Store Terms and Conditions. Account. Ends. Rachel Zoe. J. S. Zert.
Let's see.
Selected. Top paid. 1 of 2. But top free. Library. Button.
Let's go back here and see.
Search. Winnie the Pooh. J. Children's bookshelf. Titles.
I just wanted to see what was in
four.
The...
authors. 3 of 4. Title. Bookshelf.
I can always do that later. Four. You get the idea. I don't want to spend too much time on that and bore you with it. But suffice to say, you can browse the store, and purchasing books is just like purchasing apps. You double tap on the price, and that should allow you to purchase it. So that's a really cool thing, and it is fully accessible, and Apple should definitely be commended for that. I know a lot of the blind community is grateful, and that leaves these other companies, as far as I'm concerned, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all of these. Adobe is another one with their... They got ebook stuff now that's not accessible either without excuse. So these other companies need to step up to the plate, and they need to do the right thing and make their books accessible also, because, there's no excuse not to. Okay, let's see. That's a lot of the new features in iOS 4 and VoiceOver, and the iBooks, of course, is a great new thing, and the typing is new. Let me show you one other application that I've gotten that's kind of cool. It's a self-hypnosis app, but the cool thing is it allows you to individually create your own session, and you can do that on the fly each time, basically, for different things. So let's press the home key to get out of the iBooks app.
Home. iBooks.
Okay.
Double tap to open.
I forgot what page that's actually on. I'll have to find it here.
Page 3 of 3. iBook Race Fan. Abundance. BBC News.
BBC News, that's a free, that's a nice app. It's free.
NPR News.
NPR News?
Double tap
to open. Let me go ahead and show you that too, actually. Let's go ahead and open that. That's an app I got recently. It's free.
NPR News. News. Alert. Resume listening? Do you want to resume listening to Under Obama? Agency Step Up Rulemaking?
No.
Cancel. But resume. Cancel. NPR News. News. Heading. Selected. Top stories. Button. By topic. Button. Newscast.
Okay.
Button.
Top stories. Let's see what
latest.
That is.
Heading. Police hope flyers with photos of alleged gang members will serve as public humiliation. Boston. The fifth. Police hope flyers with photos of alleged gang members will serve as public humiliation. Boston police try a new anti-gang weapon. Shame. The 57-41 vote fell 3 votes short of the 60 required to crack a GOP filibuster. Republicans kill Senate jobless aid bill. Beyond bullets. The U.S. hopes to counter the Taliban in Afghanistan by reviving local governments. Amid uncertainty and assassinations, members of the anti-insurgent paramilitary force are worried. Bitterness grows amid U.S.
Let's go back to that second one.
The 57-41 vote fell 3 votes short of the 60 required to crack a GOP filibuster. Republicans kill Senate jobless aid bill.
Now, I wonder if you double tap that, if it'll... I think it'll give you more info. Let's see.
Top stories. News. Back button. Top stories. Heading. Republicans kill Senate jobless aid bill. By the Associated Press. June 24th, 2010. The Associated Press. Share. Button. Republicans on Thursday defeated Democrats' showcase election year jobs bill, including an extension of weekly unemployment benefits for more than 1 million people out of work more than 6 months. The 57-41 vote fell 3 votes short of the 60 required to crack a GOP filibuster, delivering a major blow to President Obama and Democrats facing big losses of House and Senate seats in the fall election. The rejected bill would also have provided $16 billion in new aid to states, preserving the jobs of thousands of state and local government workers and providing what White House officials called an insurance policy against a double-dip recession. It also included dozens of tax breaks sought by business lobbyists and tax increases on domestically produced oil and on investment fund managers.
Okay, so it's a very accessible app, and there is some audio also you can listen to on this. It's a great app to get the newest news, so I wanted to show you that. Let's go ahead and hit the home button.
Home. NPR News. Echo Link.
Echolink, that is, if you're a ham operator, you can actually connect to the Echolink network and talk with other hams over the internet and use different repeaters and that type of thing, and it's very accessible. It works great.
iBlink Radio,
that's the Saratech application that allows you to hear different things, the podcasts and that type of thing. That's a great app.
System,
that's a new app. That's an app I got recently. It's these next two actually give you info about your iPod or iPhone. I'm not sure how they work with OS 4. I haven't tried them yet. So we'll skip those for now. I mean, play with those after the podcast and see how they work.
iStat. iHeartRadio.
That's another radio app that's pretty good.
Sleep. TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio.
Atom Scanner. PH. Max.
Okay, Hypnosis Max.
Double Tap 2 Open.
Or PH Pocket Hypnosis Max. This is the app I wanted to show you. It's kind of a nifty little app. Let's go ahead and open it.
PH, Max, Pocket Hypnosis Max, heading, button, start a new session, button, start a new session, repeat last session, button, repeat last session, repeat last, start a new session, repeat last.
And there is an intro on here too. There's an unlabeled button up there. Let's see what that does.
Start a new button, start a new set, button, about HP, Max, done. Button.
There we go. Okay, it's the about. Hopefully, they should label that. I may email them about that.
About HP Max, heading. Pocket Hypnosis Max is the newest in a series of hypnotic applications by certified hypnotherapist John Raven. It allows you to create a custom hypnotic session tailored to your preferences for maximum impact. Choose Start Session button. Audio instructions.
And let me go ahead and do the audio instructions just for fun.
Email button. Audio instructions. Audio instructions.
I want to thank you for joining me. My programs take me across the United States and beyond, demonstrating the amazing powers of the mind for all different types of organizations. Now, you and I are going to work together with this iPhone program to help you make the changes you desire. I recommend you listen to a suggestion once a day for 21 days straight. If you skip a day, don't get down on yourself. Just get back on track and listen for the next 21 days straight.
Okay. Now, one thing you may or may not have noticed there, but I did. In the previous version, it did not lower the audio when VoiceOver spoke, but this one seemed to do that. Let me start those instructions again and see if it did do that. I think it did.
Email button.
Let's see.
Audio instructions. Audio instructions.
This is John Raven. I want to thank you for joining me. My program...
Email.
Yes.
Button.
It does.
Demonstrating the
audio instructions. Audio instructions.
Okay.
More apps. Website.
All right, so let's...
Start session. Button.
This is John Raven.
Well,
I want to thank you for...
Okay.
Pocket Hypnosis. About HP. Max. Heading. Home.
Okay. I didn't know how to stop the instructions, so I just pressed the home button. I just pressed the home button to go back. Okay, now let's open it, and I'll show you how you can create a session with this. It's pretty cool. But it did mute the audio while it spoke. That's a cool thing.
Max. Pocket Hypnosis Max.
Okay.
Heading.
So we'll go to the Start New Session button.
Button. Start a new session. Button.
Okay. Now we have several choices here.
Button. Pocket. Naturally thin you. Suggestion, heading.
Okay, so suggestion. It does kind of help that VoiceOver says heading now, because you can kind of tell when you're at the beginning of a group of items now. So that's a good thing. So the first thing is the suggestion. Basically, what is it you want to change about yourself?
Create change, button. Create change. Pain-free body, button. Pain-free body. Supreme confidence, button. Supreme confidence.
How about that one? Let's do that one.
Supreme confidence.
Okay. Now, here's two where that four flick up to go to the first item may help, because it doesn't actually open a new screen. It just changes the content of the current screen for the different settings. So let's do a four-finger flick up here.
Prep. Button. Prep. Music and SFX. Heading.
Okay. Music and sound effects is the next thing.
Start over. Button. Background music. Morning sunrise. Button. Play. Button.
Now, this is very interesting. Okay. In the previous version, I did not update this application, but in the previous version of the iPhone OS, that play button was not labeled. VoiceOver would just say button there. So it looks like they have done some changes to VoiceOver also to gain access to some applications depending on how they're actually labeled. That's very interesting, because I did not update this application since I upgraded the OS, but I know it did not say play like that before. So that's awesome. They've done some improvements too as far as reading goes. So that's really good.
Morning sunrise. Play button.
Let's see what it sounds like. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, we'll just take that one.
Morning sunrise.
And again, it muted the sound while it spoke that.
Play. Summer breeze. Button.
Summer breeze. Let's try that one.
Play.
Interesting. Let's go with the morning sunrise.
Play. Morning sunrise.
Okay.
Play. Button. Morning sunrise. Button.
All right, then.
Prep. Induction. Heading.
Okay, the type of induction you want. Let's see what that is.
Start over. The induction walks you into the state of hypnosis. All you need to do is listen to my voice and do what I tell you to do. When I tell you to do it, and you will go into hypnosis. Progressive relaxation. Button. Progressive relaxation. Button.
Okay, so that button isn't labeled. These buttons aren't. But they basically, that unlabeled button after each one describes it. Like if we...
The induction walks you into...
If we select that...
Progress button. Alert. Progressive relaxation. Relax little by little into hypnosis. One body part at a time. Relax. Okay. But PH. Max.
Okay.
Favorite place. Button.
Let's see what favorite place, a description of that.
Alert. Favorite place. Relax into your favorite place and into hypnosis.
We'll try that one.
Okay. But PH. Max. Induction. Favorite place. Favorite place. Button.
Okay. So.
Prep.
Let's see what else.
Start over. Deepener. Start over. Deepeners take you from a lighter trance into a deeper state, so the suggestions go even deeper into your subconscious mind. You can choose multiple deepeners for an even deeper, more powerful trance.
Okay.
10 to 1, button. 10 to 1, button.
We'll skip those.
Elevate, elevate, button. Staircase, stair, button. Staircase with bed. Stair, button. Candle, button. Vod, button. Continue, button.
We'll just do continue.
Continue. Continue. Button.
Okay.
Once the session is done, you will be awakened from your hypnotic trance. Back to a full level of consciousness. Choose the way you would like to be awakened.
Okay.
1 to 5. Button.
We'll just do 1 to 5. All right. Now I think it summarizes your settings. Let's see.
Prep. Restart. Suggestion. Edit. Button. Edit. Supreme confidence. Background audio. Edit. Button. Edit. Morning sunrise. Induction. Edit. Button. Edit. Favorite place. Deepener. Edit. Button. Edit. No deepener selected. Awakening. Edit. Edit. 1 to 5 count. Start session. Button.
And now if we tap this.
Let's begin. You should never participate with this program while you're driving, operating machinery, or doing anything else that requires your attention. You should now be seated.
Okay. So I would play that the whole thing, but it's a pretty nice app. I play with it some. I'm not sure. I haven't done it for 21 days straight, certainly. So I don't know. I mean, it would probably make a much better difference if I did that. But it is a nice app. As you can see, it works really well with VoiceOver, so that's a really good thing. So, okay, let's go back to the home screen.
Home.
Max. Okay.
Double tap to open.
Those are what I really wanted to show you with the new software. A lot of good features, some good VoiceOver improvements. Apple's really done a great job with upgrading the OS and, you know, adding the new voiceover features. So hats off to them, and especially with the iBooks, those being accessible. That is awesome. Awesome stuff. And I'm sure as time goes by, more and more books will be added to that store. I don't know how many they've got in there now, but I'm sure as time goes on, that will expand. And hopefully, perhaps some of the college textbooks and things will become available that way. And if that happens, you know, and they're accessible, that would be wonderful. So, these other companies saying, you know, they can't make these books accessible, well, that belongs in the fiction category. Pun intended, perhaps. Okay, well, if any of you want to contact me, would love to hear from you. Love to know what you think. Any questions, comments, feel free to contact me. My email address is N, as in Nancy, 0OXY. It's my ham radio call sign also, so it's N0OXY at charter, C-H-A-R-T-E-R, .net. That's the email address, and would love to hear your comments and questions, and I hope you found this beneficial. So until next time, I'm also pondering what I'm going to do. It says screen dimmed. Interesting. I'm going to go ahead and lock it, actually.
Screen locked.
I'm working on what I'm going to put in Mac Podcast 14. I've got some ideas, but it's in the works also. So until the next podcast, everyone take care and have a good one. And thanks for listening.